Now, we've got the Castle Lads in, and in this little part of the show, we're going to be talking about their podcast that they put together this week. We're also going to be giving Nan a shout-out, and we're talking dinner, food. And also, we're going to find out what it means to be gardening inside a fish tank from Alex. How are you? First of all, Lucas, how are you?
Oh, amazing. I'm so glad you were able to bring up the shower, I mean, podcast too. Thank you very much, Nan. I've heard your cries out... your cries for attention, and I am proud to say, here I am. Shout out to you, Mrs. June. Thank you, Dad, for also getting me across. This is kind of like another shout out for you, you could say, big fool.
Now, he's an interesting character, your dad. I was listening to the podcast earlier on. Don't want to spoil it too much, but you are talking about a film that he introduced you to.
Oh, yeah, of course he did. And another thing about my dad, you seem to like know about a lot about him, or you just seem to like... when I talked about his age, you were like, oh, he wishes or something. Any past experiences with my dad?
I'm pretty sure I know him.
Oh, you do know? Yeah, my dad also had the same kind of idea.
I'm pretty sure he is roughly around my age, but he does look a little bit older, doesn't he?
Kind of. Same hair.
Same hair?
I mean,
he hasn't got much, has he?
His hair's a bit frizzy where he does have hair.
Oh, it's not the same guy then. I thought the guy that I knew was short cropped or didn't have much hair at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's a bit of short cropped around the edges, a bit of a kind of a bit of a skin fade where he does have hair,
but
on the top it's like an egg.
An egg, yeah. That's about right. That's him. That's definitely him. Yeah.
Oh wow.
how are you, Alex?
Oh, brilliant, thank you.
Good. We are going to find out. Don't do it yet, but we're going to find out you've been gardening in your fish tank. That we've got to find out more about that. But first of all, is there any shout-outs you want to do?
Hello again, Mum. Hello again, Dad. Hello again, Ben. Hello again, all of my aunties and uncles who I've met and who I haven't. Hello, long-lost relatives I may or may not be related to somewhere down the bloodline. Hello, Ben. I know you're doing well. Hello, my dogs. My cat. My fish. Can't forget the fish. I think that's all. I may be missing someone, I always am.
Doesn't matter.
Is it lunchtime? thanks for that. We'll come back and we'll chat some more in a moment, but we've got to talk gardening inside a fish tank, okay? That's coming up after Billy Ocean. Right here on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Got Steve Love's Gig Guide coming up very soon, but first of all, we're going gardening inside a fish tank. So we were talking about what you've been up to in the last week or so, Alex, and he said you've got the fish tank. You showed me some pictures, and then you mentioned the fact that you've trimmed something in there and perhaps taken too much away. Can you talk us through it?
Yeah, I have to say, the plants are actually harder to keep, in my opinion, than the fish. I've had more luck with the fish than I have with the plants. Even fish that are notoriously bad for beginners, I've had better luck with some of the easiest plants to keep. All my plants usually end up just, not dying, but some of them die. But I used to have it growing. I used to have tons of it. But now I think I've accidentally done something. I've trimmed it away a bit too much, and now it's just not growing back.
What's your kill count for your plants?
High.
Yeah, very high.
More than 10.
Okay, is it an expert job? Have you got do you need someone to come in and do it for you or show you how to do it?
No, I wish I could. I don't know who could, though. If anyone is listening to this right now, knows how to aquascape and help with plants, please help me.
There must be some video on YouTube that you can go and see.
Oh, I've tried. Believe me, I've tried, but I'm just too incompetent. I'm not a good gardener.
How quickly does it grow?
It depends on the plant and depends on the conditions. Mine usually take mine took a few months, probably about 2 or 3 months to grow to like this overwhelming quantity. So it could take a while. Maybe I haven't messed anything up and it's just taking a while to grow back. I don't know. I hope it is.
Well, look, I've got an idea. Get a bigger fish tank.
I wish I had the money for that right now.
Well, Mum should be able to, the bank of Mum should be able to help out. I think it's really important that you're happy.
I can hook you up. I can hook you up for some money.
Oh, right.
That sounds a bit dodgy.
The bank of Lucas over there.
Every Friday. Not the bank of Lucas, more like the black market, let's say.
Right, okay.
But so, yeah, speaking of fish, after we were done talking about that, I unfortunately had another salmon and cream cheese sandwich. I think I had it last Wednesday, so this is like a two-timer. Not so good for Alex, though, since, you know, I'm basically a cannibal to him.
So you got the same food as you had last Wednesday, then? Is it becoming a habit now, then?
A bit of a habit. I mean, my original habit was going to be the good old chicken avocado, but I feel like, on the topic of fish, a salmon and cream cheese sandwich would be quite well.
Are you tempted by that at all?
Not at all.
He doesn't trust me. We've been having trust issues because of it.
Do you think, because it's fish, and you're looking at your poor little fish in your tank and thinking, no, I couldn't?
Yeah, I just don't like the taste of fish as well. I've never really liked it. Maybe it will change, who knows.
Mm. What about Marmite? Do you like Marmite?
Yeah, I love a bit of Marmite on toast.
Do you like Marmite? No, he's gagging. He's gagging.
I promise you, I've had it like on like three or two occasions, and the second occasion, I literally forced myself to have like Marmite in like this like piece, in between two pieces of bread with nothing else. I forced myself to eat it, and I really don't see why it's nice. It's just like a really like putrid like strong flavour with like nothing to it. I mean, it's slightly salty, but the overwhelming taste of void just like kind of, I can't even tell. I'll try it on some toast. Maybe it's nice on toast, honestly.
The thing is, I mean, our taste buds do change over the years. So is there anything you used to like as a smaller child that you don't like now?
Quite the opposite, really. Back when I was younger, I hated mushrooms due to the fact that, I don't know, they were quite like squishy and it had like a earthy taste to it. But nowadays, I'm having it in like a bunch of like dinners from HelloFresh, like with a bunch of these like risottos and soups, and they're quite nice, and I'm getting used to the squishy texture that I despised when I was like four, when I was like up to here.
My wife doesn't like mushrooms for the same, you're talking about, she doesn't like the texture, the squeakiness, you bite into it and it's like a real odd thing, especially if you've cooked it, it's like squeaky. Yeah, have you got any food like that bugs you?
Well, I mean, I never really was a fan of broccoli as a kid, actually, like every kid, but then I've sort of grown on it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, broccoli's all right. I like broccoli. It's sprouts, the ones that the kids don't like.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah, if you could see his little face now, listener, he's turned his nose up. He don't like sprouts.
Are any of your fish plants edible? Are you into eating any of those?
No, goodness no. I don't think they are.
Yeah, he looks tempted by it, though. Can you come round and try it?
I'm tempted to buy a few plants and see if any of them actually have a flavour to it.
Yeah, look, when it's safe to do so, you might be turning up and offering.
Oh, no, I won't turn up. I'll go to the shop. I'll buy them naturally. I'm not a thief.
But you could get him to do the garden and eat it and take it away. How great is that?
Little snippets.
I wouldn't recommend eating it other than seasoning if you really wanted it, personally. It tastes quite green.
Green.
He's tasted it.
At least you know.
Well, no, that's how I imagine it would taste. I haven't tasted it.
Do you know if it's poisonous, for a start?
I have no idea, to be completely honest.
Okay, well I would guess if it is, check it out first of all before you invite old Lucas round for tea. let's take some music now from the Drifters. And we've got Steve Love's Gig Guide, and we're going to come back and we are going to chat some more. We've got some more shout outs to do, I'm sure. And we're going to talk about this week's podcast as well. Local musician, talented one too, Lewis Berry. And his version of Albatross. He got one of his team members to send in a load of tracks, and we put them on the playlist, and you could do the same. ian.mac@vectisradio.fm is the address to send to. Now, I've heard your podcast for this week. It's going out in the show tomorrow between 10 and 11. Just outline it for us.
Oh, it's same old way. We've been coming up with new topics. We still have this theme of aquatics, and speaking of aquatics, it's kind of mainly sea-themed. Although we do have the movie drop that we usually have in most of our podcast episodes as seen prior to our usual chit-chat.
Okay, and the movie this week is, we've already mentioned it.
Dumb and Dumber, a very good comedy movie by Jim Carrey, or he's in the movie that I know of.
How many Dumb and Dumber films are there, Alex, do you know?
Well, I think there's two.
Yeah, there's two. I don't know when they came out exactly, but I know their age rating is like 16. 16, yeah,
12.
16, 12.
Yeah, don't say 16, you're not 16 yet. Otherwise, you get yourself into trouble.
I'm 15, but I definitely could get away with it.
Now, how switched on are you with technology, Alex? Because I've showed you how to do something today. Are you amazed by that, or did you know how to do it anyway?
I've done video editing, so I'd imagine it's just like that.
No, I mean the airdropping. We did some airdropping.
Oh, the airdrop. Oh, yeah.
Is that the first time you've ever airdropped?
Yeah, I didn't even know it existed.
See, we can do that because we've got like those kind of phones, but you haven't.
Will it expand?
So you're not a part of the Groovy Gang?
Not this. No, I can't stand for the slander. No. Just because I have a Samsung doesn't mean I'm poor.
No, absolutely. Other phones were available.
Thank you.
So your podcast will be available to download after the show tomorrow. But if you're listening tomorrow between 10 and 11, that's when it's going to go out live. Have you got any other ideas for coming weeks, Alex? What's coming up?
Well, I'm going to be talking about different care guides for different reptiles or insects or fish or just anything, really.
Because you're really into your animals, aren't you?
Yeah, very.
So how many... Just talk us through what you've got at home.
Okay, well, so far I have two dogs, a cat, a bunch of fish, but that will be added to a lot in the coming years.
Okay, so the fish. I mean, what types of fish have you got?
I have glow light tetras, bronze corydoras catfish, an electric blue ram, a African giant fan shrimp, and I believe a powder blue dwarf gourami.
I'm pretty sure each word you said had more than like three syllables, so I could not understand any of that. You ever think of expanding your cats and dogs? Maybe having a little adoption centre of them? You might have to buy a couple more.
No. Aww. I cannot stand dogs, I'm afraid.
What? Aww, but they're so fluffy.
Well, I can stand dogs. It's chihuahuas I hate. I can't stand chihuahuas. I swear they're staring into my soul.
We're not getting into that incident again. We're not bringing that up. They don't need to be eaten.
Coming back to the fish, you say you got two bluefish.
Yeah.
Are they easy to identify? What's what?
Well, the electric blue ram is a dwarf cichlid, so it's quite small. It's only about 3 inches, I'd say.
Okay.
And the powder blue dwarf gourami is around, it's much bigger. It's around a fish. It's a gourami. It's a species of gourami, and it's probably about two times the size of the electric blue ram.
So you know exactly what's in your tank, and when you see it floating by or swimming by, you know exactly what it is. You know which is what and so on.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good to know. Do you find yourself just staring into it for a length of time?
Oh, for sure. It's so fascinating. It's probably one of the main reasons I got into fish keeping, is just to, you know, give me a reason to procrastinate even further.
I know that there was a famous footballer that once said, his name was Jimmy Greaves, he was a TV pundit as well, and he said he'd much rather, TV is awful these days, I'd much rather watch what's inside my fish tank. And he then went, he elaborated on that, and I thought, yeah, actually, I can see where you're coming from. You see all sorts of different colours and things, and you can see why people get hooked on it. Mm. Are you thinking more of rather having a fish tank than in your sandwich at lunchtime?
Oh, I mean, I'm still going to have them in my sandwich, nothing's stopping me, but that's besides the point. My sandwiches aren't as important as this, like, fascinating story, but the one time I did have fish, it was pretty average. We had, like, one really, like, fat one. I forgot what he's called. I think it was, like, Bertie or something. Sounded like a fat guy name.
But Bertie.
he always gulped them one big bite. It was just, like, one packet of worms, and, like, all of the other fish were just, like, poor little things. They were just all like hiding in the corners because they were scared of him. Big old Billy.
Right. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with some aha. We're going to chat some more.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Your station, your community.
It's 7 minutes away from midday. We've got the gang in from Carisbrook College. They are better known as the Castle Lads, Lucas and Alex. And you're going to be disappearing very soon, going back to prison, school. And so what are you going to be doing this afternoon, Alex? What lessons have you got?
I believe humanities and maths.
Humanities, maths. Have you got exactly the same?
Yeah, we're all in the same area. Like you said, prison, same thing, same lives.
We're cellmates.
So, mate. So, just tell us. I know you may have done this last week or the week before, but humanities. What is that?
geography, history, and RE, but we just do geography.
Mm. Okay. So you don't? Why don't you do RE? It's a minefield, isn't it?
Not GCSE. Yeah. We definitely didn't choose it. Yeah.
All right. So you're only doing stuff that you've chosen for your exams. I thought in my day, RE was compulsory. You had to do it.
Why? Is it because religion was strong back then? Was like the Pope still on top?
No, I don't think it was that. I think there's even more of a reason to do it nowadays than perhaps there was 30-odd years ago when I was at school. But we were definitely made to do it. Even when we didn't choose it as an exam, we had to do at least one lesson per week on religious education, religious studies. Is that what they call it? Is that still the same name, is it?
Yeah, religious education.
Okay. How would you feel if they suddenly said, hey, you've got to do the religious education now?
I'd move schools.
Caster King probably is harsher. I mean, less restrictive punishments if you don't do RE.
But then, don't you think you should learn about other people's culture?
Kinda, but I mean, YouTube and that does it for me.
All right, so you go on YouTube. So if you can prove you're at least, you know, having a look at what other people do and how they act and how they are, then that should be enough, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm respectful enough. I have my boundaries.
Cool. Okay, so you guys got to disappear. You're going back to school. You're having lunch. You're not. What are you having? What's in your...
Oh, well, we have a lovely salmon and cream cheese. What else? Usually I have, grapes and an apple. Maybe a yoghurt. Lemon's usually the most common flavour in there.
Because you sound like the poshest kid in school. You got all that stuff.
No, I do get that a lot. I apparently give off massive Tory vibes from people from what I've heard online. Honestly, I'm trying to slow myself down. I'm trying to sound more casual, but I mean, I guess it's just me. To be fair, that's why I tend to be quiet because I'm way more nice online. People like me more because they don't know how I sound yet.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, it's good to see you, and we'll see you in a couple of. Well, we'll see you next week. Actually, not in a couple of weeks, but you're back next week. Have a good week.
And technically, you'll see us tomorrow because you know our podcast.
Well, I won't see you, but you'll hear the podcast on the show tomorrow. Good plug. Tomorrow between 10 and 11. Don't miss it. Have yourselves a great week. Stay safe, and we'll speak then. All right.
Brilliant. Thank you. You too. It's been a pleasure and an honour.